Another precious day for walking the path of awareness. Not sure how many of such days we will have. Each one in his own, in her own way, will use this day in the most wholesome way possible. With the understanding that happiness is found inside. In this wish-fulfilling jewel that we call mind, difficult to find. This experience of life that we call awakening or awakened mind, this is the real refuge. And with this understanding, let's chant the opening prayers. And those of you who feel like it, you can already visualize a white Buddha on top of yourselves. White Buddha symbolizing the innate purity. And all the qualities of bodhicitta. Sangye chedan soge jonam la janjo bado dane kyapsunji. Dagi jin so ji pesanam jin rolam penche sangye drum pasho. Sangye chedan so ki chodnam la. Janjo badu dane kyapsuji dagi jin soji pesanamji jola penji sangye jompasho. Sangye chedan soge jonam la janjom badu dane kyapsuji dagi chen soje pesanamji Jolam penche sangye jompasho. Sem chantam jende vadang deve judan dempa juji dhunel dan dhunel jin judan dhava juji. Imagine that the Buddha becomes even more present, sitting on the crown of our head, the right hand at the heart holding a scepter called Vajra, representing compassion, and the left hand in the lap holding a bell, representing wisdom. Sitting cross-legged with a loving appearance. And I will guide us now through a small Vajrasattva practice, as you already know. This is Vajrasattva, sitting above ourselves as a sphere of light, white light with rainbow-colored lights around it, emanating out from him. And in the center of his heart, that is the syllable hung. You can just hear the sound hung, which is the activity of bodhicitta. And around that syllable hung is the small six-syllable mantra, Om Vajrasattva Hung. Standing around the central hung, and then there is the long mantra of the 100 syllables as well. On a moon disk in his heart, you find these syllables. You don't need to visualize them now. I will hold the visualization for all of us. We simply know that we are directing our mind through the practice to the heart of awakening, symbolized by that activity. An activity that shares bodhicitta with the whole world, with every sentient being. And if you have space in your mind, you can imagine that above the head of every sentient being, all people and all other beings, there is a little Vajrasattva, just like on our head, and that they will all receive the blessing at the same time. And with this, we recite the last little prayer, and then I will guide us further through the practice. Bhadan Sawe Lama Rinpoche Dage Chivampe De Denchun La Kajin Champa Gone Jason Te Kuson Togin Ajom Saldusa. And with this prayer of devotion and more devotion coming from our heart towards the essence of awakening, to that which is like the essence of Shakyamuni Buddha's awakening and all others, to this essence of awakening we address our prayers. And here they take on the form of the small mantra Om Vajrasattva Hum. Vajrasattva means the being of indestructible awareness, that awareness that is timeless, that cannot be harmed, that cannot be destroyed, because it is not a thing. It is the flowing of bodhicitta itself. And in answer to our prayers, then from the heart of Vajrasattva flows an incredible stream of nectar, as if the syllable hung in his heart was vibrating, exuding a wonderful nectar which fills his whole body, comes out from the toe of his right foot, and flows directly into the top of our head. And then you already know a little bit the process. It flows through our whole being like a body scan, but actually always bodhicitta. Bodhicitta in every cell of our being, flowing through. And I will let you visualize this flow while I recite Om Vajrasattva Hum. And those of you who know the mantra or wish to join, you can join reciting the mantra Om Vajrasattva Hum. Just imagine to open up to this flow as you connect with your body awareness. Let the blessing flow through Om Vajrasattva Hum. Oh, Vajrasattva. Oh, Vajrasattva. Oh, Vajrasattva. And we open with body, speech, and mind to the blessing of the Buddhas. Oh, Vajrasattva. Oh, Vajrasattva. Oh, Vajrasattva. Oh, Vajrasattva. And wherever we feel tension in our being, body, speech, and mind, wherever you feel a little dukkha, a little tension, let the bodhicitta nectar enter there. Oh, Vajrasattva. Actually, the nectar takes away all the doubts about our own Buddha nature. It purifies all the doubts that we might have concerning our innate purity. Oh, Vajrasattva. Oh, Vajrasattva. Oh, Vajrasattva. The flow goes through our body, leaves us towards the lower part of the body, leaves the body, and goes into the golden ground, which is actually a symbol for the nature of mind, dissolves in the nature of mind. Om Vajrasattva Hum, Om Vajrasattva. No better that one, no better that one, no better that one, no better that one, no better that one. And whatever discursive thinking arises, we just open for the blessing and with the stream of nectar, it just flows on. No clinging, complete opening. Oh, I just said wrong. Oh, that is not wrong. Whatever memories come to our mind, they're all laid open in front of the Buddhas, and the stream of their blessing just purifies all of these memories, all of what we might have done with body, speech and mind that was not quite awakened, all of that is purified. No more identification. Oh, what is that? No, we feel the nectar coming to every part of our body, which means to every part of our life. The bodhicitta washes through our five skandhas, you know, the way we perceive the forms, the vedanas, the sensations of holding on to something as agreeable, disagreeable, neither nor. All these processes of distinguishing phenomena in a dualistic way. All the emotional clingings, all the sanskaras, all these mental formations of a dualistic mind. All of that is completely penetrated by bodhicitta. All states of consciousness. Oh, we're just at wrong. Oh, we're just at wrong. Oh, we're just at wrong. We can just sit like a child a child under the warm shower of blessings. Oh, where does that one? Connecting to the blessing that flows through, connecting to the bodhicitta stream of enlightened awareness is the only thing we need to do. The visualization is only a bridge, a support to feel that. And so you can do your body mind scan that you're used to and connect it with that timeless awareness, that loving awareness, that bodhicitta with its relative aspect and its ultimate aspect. Om Bodhisattva. And at some point we feel that the cleansing has gone through our whole organism. That right now everything is laid open, all our attachments and aversions. Everything has been opened up. Everything has received the blessing of bodhicitta. And we feel in a good way, not identified with our biography, not identified with being this or that. And then the pores of our body, they close, and the nectar stays inside of us and begins to accumulate from the feet upwards, the legs, the pelvic region, the torso, up to the shoulders, all the arms, down to the fingertips, the neck, the throat, the head. Everything is filled up with this luminous nectar of bodhicitta, which then overflows from the top of our head and flows down the outside. So also outside, everything is bodhicitta. Om Vajrasattva, Om Vajrasattva. And the moment it overflows, it touches the foot of Vajrasattva, who smiles and says, "Yes, my child, your nature is completely pure and dissolves into light, which dissolves into us." And we recite for a while Om Vajrasattva Om in the awareness of complete purity of our being. And then even the last trace of former practice dissolves. No more ideas, no more visualization. Just being. And then that is a simple dedication of this practice. If I translate this to you, it means first I sing it in Tibetan. Geva deye nyodun dan doje semban drum jone dova chikyam malim pa deye sala gum pa sho. May through the positive force of this practice, may I realize the state of Vajrasattva and lead every sentient being exactly into this realization. That is the simple dedication. Vajrasattva is our own true nature. And if you want to include this now into your yoga practice or any other form, maybe walking meditation or just sitting, then simply always connect back to the innate purity. And do whatever movements you do, whatever comes to your mind, do it with a feeling for complete openness, complete fluidity of being. Not leaving the awareness that actually deep inside that is only this purity, which means there's only this non-dual mind, this non-dual awareness. So always connect back to that and move like when you do the asanas, when you do Tai Chi practices, you know, like, for example, standing like in the posture of a tree. Stand in your own purity, your own innate suchness. Another word for that. And feel it. And as you take your stand in that, as you take your posture, then actually at that moment we relax our identifications and go in a greater stability that is not coming from an effort to maintain a separation. So it's a stability that comes from deeply opening to the flow. So I wish you a really wonderful practice. Until breakfast.